Shovel a toe.
Brandela.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey.
Shavua Tov. We'll be ready to go in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Teruba, Alapekimo Yutat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Tahare Nora Kufre Shayam Sintet Nun Nagibor Dor Shechutha Kivavat Shamre Nunt Gimondalad Yutka Shin Barhem Taharem Rahame Sitkatha Tami Gamlen Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel Chasim Kadosh Hirov Tuvcha Nael Adata. Het kuf bet tet nun ayam. Yachid ge'e ramcha penei zokre kedushatach. Yud gimolamet pei zayam kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea talumo. Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. The letters of the month of Shvat, the bet that created the planet Saturn, the planet Shabtai, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Dali, the astrological sign of Aquarius. Dali means the water carrier. Some people think it's the water bucket. Together, the Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92, which is 91 plus the Kollel, indicating a connection to this unity of Zerantin and Malchut, spiritual and physical worlds being in union. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we will be separating the right and left column energies, the male and female energies, and we'll utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to accomplish this. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Beral Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Nose'awon Wafesha, Vechata'a, Vinakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year and previous years. The first year is this year, 5777, the year of the goat. And the verse we will be reading is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor o yevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we can parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of this verse, we're able to permute it into two Hebrew words. Dir yam, sea of tenants. The second verse that we read that connects to this energy of the goat, the year of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. Kim ba Adonai, Yohe Wahe, Elohechem tadbaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. Now we're going to read two verses that connect to the year of the pause, the year 5776. The first of the two verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Brach ha-kohanim ha-yu limat ve-lo yachlu le-ha-shit et kol ha-olot v'yichaskum achechem ha-levim ad kelot ha-mlacha v'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim. Ki alevim yishre levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La 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 He Wa 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 yo la yo ala me hey 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 aka a pre ka ha Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibiyah Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. We're going to connect to the year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up. And there's three verses connecting to this energy. Or first of the verses we'll read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemi meni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru uru mikol hamachavo iya. Asher yitchabe sham washavtem elai el nachom. Wehalakti yitchem wechayayim yeshno varetz v'chipasti. O Tob, the call of Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And there's one verse that connects to the year of peace in the Middle East, the year 5774. And that verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom liami li Israel untati vishakam tachta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, the second day of Shabbat, Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kelish Shevorka, Rabbi Meshulam Zusha of Anipoli or Hanapol, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kaplan, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Krochmal of Nikolsburg, known as the Tzemach Tzedek, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Rabinovitz, Rabbi Mansur Ben Shimon. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's handout is available on the Revealed Wisdom page. The Matrix scroll to the first row, the right-hand column, when you click on that, it'll open up to a list of all of the parashas in the year. Scroll down to Parashat Bo, which is the third parasha in the book of Shemot. When that page opens up, click on section 3, the crocodiles. This is a rather long section, and so we will not finish it tonight. So we're starting with Pasuk 36, and we'll say L'shem Yichud before we start the verse. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchi Milud Hilu Urchi Lu Urchi Mu Le'akta Shem Yud He Bavav He B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adena Kononei Aleinu Maasei Adena Kononeihu. Amar Rabbi Shimon Ashta Yit Legala'a Razin Tinun Mit Dabekin Teila Witata Maketivo El Paro Lechel paro mi baeleya mai bo eladia el leya kuchabrifu idarin batar idarin legabe tanina chadaila Takifa dekama Dargin mishtal shelen Mineya umanihu Razad hantanin agadol. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, now it is proper to reveal secrets that are attached above and below. It is written, come to Pharaoh. But it should have said, go to Pharaoh. What is the meaning of come? And he answers, he brought Moses into the innermost rooms to a very powerful crocodile, from which many levels evolve and come down. And what was it? It was the secret of the great serpent. My commentary. Moshe needed to go to the highest level of the negative system. This is referred to as a great and powerful crocodile. The Midrash says Moshe was afraid, and Hashem is saying, come with me, instead of go to Pharaoh by yourself. This is the meaning of the phrase, the Hebrew phrase, bo el paro, come to Pharaoh, which does not make sense in English. Verse 37. Moses was afraid and approached only the rivers that were at his grade. But he feared the serpent itself and did not approach because he saw that it was rooted in high sources. My commentary. Notice the change from the first pasuk, number 36. Crocodiles are related to serpents. To truly understand this, we need information about the crocodile, since the word is being used as a noun in the language of branches. Wikipedia says the following. The Nile crocodile is an opportunistic apex predator and a very aggressive species of crocodile that is capable of taking almost any animal within its range. They are generalists, taking a variety of prey. Their diet consists mostly of a different species of fish. Their diet consists of different species of fish, reptiles, birds, and mammals. The Nile crocodile is an ambush predator that can wait for hours, days, and even weeks for the suitable moment to attack. They are quite agile predators and wait for the opportunity for a prey item to come well within attack range. Even swift prey are not immune to attack. Like other crocodiles, Nile crocodiles have an extremely powerful bite that is unique amongst all animals, and sharp conical teeth that sink into flesh, allowing for a grip that is almost impossible to loosen. They can apply high levels of force for extended periods of time. A great advantage for holding down large prey underwater to drown. It is important to see what Wikipedia says is the definition of an apex predator. An apex predator, also known as an alpha predator or apical predator, is a predator residing at the top of a food chain upon which no other creatures prey. With this information, it is easy to understand why Moshe feared the crocodile. In the Pasuk number 37, the word serpent may refer to Satan itself, or it may be a mistranslation that refers to crocodile. Pasuk 38. K'wan dechama kudsha berichu tedachil Moshe ushlichan mimanan acharanin le'ela layachlin letarva legabeya amar kudsha berichu Hineni alecha paro melech Mitzrayim ta'atanim Hagadol harovetz Betoch ye'orav Bekudsha berichu Itzterich le'agacha Be'yakirava velo Achara kimadiat amar ani Hashem. Be'uk muha raza dehachmeta tehatanim hagadol harovetz betoch yorav. Le'inun mare midin diadin berazin. The translation. When the Holy One, blessed be He, saw that Moses was afraid and that other appointed messengers above could not approach him, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, "Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great crocodile that crouches in the midst of his streams." The Holy One, blessed be He, had to wage war with him and no other. He said, "I am Hashem." We interpret this to mean I and not a messenger. They explain the secret of the wisdom of the great crocodile that crouches in the midst of his streams to those scholars of jurisprudence who recognize the secret of their master. My commentary. In the last sentence in this pasuk, the pronoun is they. I do not know who is they. If they is Rabbi Shimon and his students, then the last phrase is talking in terms of a hierarchy of halakha, of laws. This confirms something I was taught by the Kabbalah Center. They teach that there is a hierarchy to halakha, and halakha coming from the Zohar is higher than halakha from other sources. Pasuk 39. Patach Rabbi Shimon ve'amar ve'yayivra Elohim et hataninai ha'gredolim ve'et kol nefesh ha'chaya ha'romeset Asher shartu chamayim leminehem haikira ukmuha leyaval beivra Elohim et hataninim ruhu ratza daivyatan uvatzugo Taninam chaser kitiv Pagindilak bekatal ledukba Besalka kuchabarichu Betzadikaya viukmuha. The translation. The translation. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion saying, "And Elohim created the great crocodiles," the Hebrew word is taninim, "and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind." This passage was explained, yet "and Elohim created the crocodiles" is a secret. It is the Leviathan and his spouse. Taninim is spelled without the Yud because the Holy One, blessed be He, killed the female and brought her up for the righteous, as it was explained. Therefore, only the one great crocodile, Tanin, remained. And know that the Leviathan is a kosher fish, as our sages have said. My commentary. If you are familiar with the Midrash regarding the Leviathan, this pasuk is clear. Yet it is unclear to me as to why there would be two words in Hebrew for Leviathan. Also, why would Hashem create something only to destroy it, as in the case of the female Leviathan? It is interesting to note that the Shorish for Tanin, crocodile, is also the word for jackal. Wikipedia says the following about the jackal. Jackals and coyotes, sometimes called the American jackal, are opportunistic omnivores, predators of small to medium-sized animals, and proficient scavengers. Their long legs and curved canine teeth are adapted for hunting small mammals, birds, and reptiles, and their large feet and fused leg bones give them a physique well-suited for long-distance running, capable of maintaining speeds of 16 kilometers an hour, or almost 10 miles per hour, for extended periods of time. Jackals are crepuscular, most active at dawn and dusk. Their most common social unit is a monogamous pair, which defends its territory from other pairs by vigorously chasing intruding rivals and making landmarks around the territory with their urine and feces. The territory may be large enough to hold some young adults, which stay with their parents until they establish their own territories. Jackals may occasionally assemble in small packs, for example, to scavenge a carcass, but they normally hunt either alone or in pairs. What then are we to learn from this pasuk and the information about the jackal? If the crocodile is the Satan, then the attributes of the jackal and the crocodile are clearly clues to defend ourselves against the Satan, while reminding us that Satan is doing his job as assigned to him by Hashem. One may ask a question that since Hashem is going to feed the female Tanin to the Tzadikim, does that mean that the Tzadikim will become the new Satan, Chas v'Shalom, for the next cycle of 7,000 years? Although the idea of the next cycle being Tiferet means that there are two aspects as the underlying energy of that cycle. If it does become manifest, and thus our Tzadikim along with the eating of the Leviathan would represent this idea. Pasuk 40. Hatanim ha-gadol te'sha yorin inundiyu ravitz benayu v'chad yora ilu d'meman d'memav shekikin uvrekan d'meimin meimin Begin tanaflin beya tilat zimnin beshata bekad tirain zimnin mit barech hahu yeora below kaf kaf bekad had lav haki. The translation. The great crocodile is the male Leviathan that remained alive. It is said about him that crouches in the midst of his streams. There are nine rivers that he lies in, corresponding to the nine Sephirot, Chachma, Bina, Dat, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, And there is one river whose waters are quiet. This is Keter. The blessings of the waters of the garden, which is Malchut of Atzilut, pour into it three times a year. This is the secret of the three columns, right, left, and central, of which it is said, three times a year shall all your males appear. If they pour in twice, meaning only two columns, right and left, the river is blessed, but not as much, because the central column is missing. If only one pours in, meaning either only the right or only the left, it is not blessed by it. The nine rivers, the lower nine sephirot, receive from the river which is Keter. My commentary. Information in this pasuk is very important. The majority of the students of Kabbalah will not understand this information and how to use it in their life. It is a good gauge to know where you are spiritually. Pasuk 41.
May I make a comment?
Sure.
It was regarding the verse before that, verse 39.
Yes.
What I remembered in a previous Zohar class, Leviathan, that it was a metaphor, that we really weren't going to eat, that fish.
The Leviathan.
Mm-hmm. I know it was mentioned at Sukkot, because in the art school Siddur, I'm trying to think how it's pronounced in Hebrew. I don't remember it exactly.
At the end of Sukkot, the last thing that's done is there's a blessing of Kiddush that's done in the Sukkot at the end of Shmini Atzeret that refers to the eating of the Leviathan, and I have been taught both aspects. On one hand, it's a metaphor, and on the other, it may be real. It's not inconsistent, because there are 70 understandings of each word, each verse, each letter of the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can say it's a metaphor, and we can say it is real.
It's not surprising then that all this is happening in the world at this Torah portion.
It surprises you?
No, I said it's not surprising then that this is going to be a very hard week with what's going on in the world.
Well,
especially tonight, right now there's a protest about those immigrants coming in, and a judge has issued a warrant that it's not going to happen, and so it's getting ready to steam up. And even more than it's doing.
Remember what we said at Rosh Chodesh Shabbat in preparation.
Right, we've got 2 weeks.
We've got 2 weeks. So the energy of Tibet tends to continue, but it's not really the same energy, but it seems like it to us. Should I continue?
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and mute again. Thank you.
No problem. Pasuk 41. Wehai tanina al behahu keora yitakit viazil veshat al goyamau vala nunin lekama zinin veshalit V'tav lehahu Yorai lein tisha Yorin azlin V'salkin v'sachara neya Kamai lein wasavin V'zinaihu Yorakadma. One final comment from that discussion that Hannah and I were having about the Leviathan and the issues of this today or tonight or whenever it was taking place. What's up to us is to continue to work on ourselves, because this is how we change the world, by changing ourselves. There's really nothing we can do to change the world except to change ourselves. And when we change ourselves, we do change the world. The translation of verse 41. This crocodile comes into that river, which is Keter of the rivers, becomes strengthened by it, continues to swim, and enters into the sea, which is Malchut of Atzilut, where it swallows many kinds of fish and rules. These are levels in the sea that are inferior to him. He swallows them, and they become perfected in him. He returns to that quiet river, and these nine rivers continue to rise to him, meaning to receive their sustenance, because they receive their sustenance from the quiet river, which is their Keter. There are various kinds of trees and vegetation around the river. It is the first river among the rivers, namely Keter. My commentary. To a student of Kabbalah familiar with the Tree of Life and the worlds will find most of this pasuk clear as it is read. One aspect that is not clear is what is the meaning of various kinds of trees and vegetation. An unwritten commentary. Also, what's unclear, or maybe it is clear when we get finished with this commentary, when it talks about the lower levels becoming perfected within the crocodile, within the stream of the crocodile, within the Keter. And it would be understandable if it said within the Keter, but it says within the crocodile. At least that was my reading of the verse. And the reason that that happens, or it's referring to that way, is when someone makes a mistake and they don't do teshuvah, they don't fix it while they're in this world, and they pass, they get judged, and sometimes that judgment is to go to Gehinnom. And when they go to Gehinnom, they're being cleansed and they're being perfected, bringing themselves to a higher level. And that's my understanding of that question that I didn't comment on. I didn't write about it. But in case somebody has that question, I thought it appropriate to bring it and verbalize it on this recording. Pasuk 42. Yes.
Could it be that the crocodile can be a picture of ourselves when and that it's, you know, like a visual image to help us see what needs to be corrected? I don't know, I think during our mini Zohar class, I think we mentioned, you know, like last week, and you had the picture of the goat that was so, it was such a terrifying picture, I thought, ugly, you know, and it was like a personification, a visual picture of evil or the negative system and that being within us of the evil inclination. And I'm kind of wondering if that's not also this picture of the crocodile. Is also a visual image for us to help us understand or help us see negativity within ourselves. And I don't know if that fits with your question, but that's what came to my mind. So
I appreciate the comment. I agree.
All these animals, you know, we get pictures from. I mean, even some of our Bible characters are named after animals. And when you go to Wikipedia and you look up the animal and its characteristics, and lo and behold, you see some of those characteristics in yourself. So I kind of think maybe we need to look at the crocodile too. And I'll speak for myself, you know, especially being from Louisiana, because we're very familiar with crocodiles and alligators. And I still have that visual picture of last week on the national news that they showed this humongous, they called it an alligator. And it was so big, I don't think I've ever seen one that big here locally. But as it walked across a road, I mean, it looked more like a dinosaur than it did a crocodile or an alligator. So anyway, that's my comment. And it's probably for me to think about, but
no, it for all of us, as long as it was said, and it's a valid comment and it's a valid thought. And you know, the question is, does the evil inclination, is that a picture of ourselves? Do we allow it to be? Is negativity, when we see negativity, it means there's negativity in us. And that's clearly a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov and many earlier Tzaddikim and the earlier sages. If you see something that you consider evil, then you have to look within yourself, because that's why you're seeing it.
And could this not be our generation, especially if we're the souls of the generation of the desert?
Very true.
You know, we, you know, be back to seeing, coming out of Egypt a whole bit. Okay, I'm going to mute again. Thank you.
When you talk about coming out of Egypt, that is our generation. We are coming out of Egypt. Egypt is America. Our sages have told us consistently that the worst exile is to be living in America. And everybody will question that. Well, but it's a comfortable life, relatively speaking, to the rest of the world. Living in America is a comfortable life. And that's the Egypt. Because you're attracted, you're exposed to all of the pleasures of the physical world. And relatively few of the connections to the spiritual world that would give you balance. So how do you maintain balance when your society is so inured with physicality?
Also, I'm remembering that, what was it about it? Maybe last summer, or at least not too many months past that, where an alligator or a crocodile gobbled up a little boy. You remember that at somewhere in Florida?
Yes.
And that was just an innocent, you know, circumstance of walking along the water.
Well, it wasn't innocent walking along the water. He was playing in the water, which attracts the crocodile, and they had the sign posted, but the parents didn't see it, having all having to do with tikkun, with correction.
Right.
As we know in Kabbalah, the child had to die, and why that horrible way, we don't know. But the child had to die. The parents had to feel responsible, or maybe other people were thinking they should feel responsible. Who knows what they felt? I assume they felt responsible. But, you know, this is all part of people's tikkun. And while we should not judge them because we have our own tikkun to deal with, we do need to feel their pain. And obviously that incident was quite horrific. It's, you know, many of us do remember it. And what we felt and how we approached it. And then you see one of the great corporations of the world, which is Disney, you know, fell into place, you know, whisking the parents away. How they compensated, how they've kept them off the news, who knows? But it's all about protecting their image. Now, is that the values of the society that we live? Some would say yes. Some would say no. I can see we didn't get too far with our process today. So we'll take a look at, we'll read another few verses. I was hoping to get to through verse 50, which would have been about half of this section. So we'll see how far we get and take a look at it come next week. Pasuk 42. Nafka mesitra semala bechad sinora. Tenagid venapik tilat tipin. Tekal tipa vetipa it perash lidlat. Tipin v'kol tipa, v'tipa itaved, minea yora, had v'ilein inun, tisha yorin, demit tachpin, v'azlin, v'shatan, v'saharan, Bekalinun Rakim. The translation. And now he explains the system of the emergence of the 10 rivers. 3 drops emerge from the left side, from one conduit that is drawn and emerges. That is Yesod of Zeranpin. They are from the 3 columns, right, left, and central, included in the left column. Every drop spreads into 3 drops, and they become 9 drops. One river is formed from each separate drop. These are the 9 rivers that grow strong and continue to flow and encircle all the firmaments. My commentary. Remember, the rivers are related to the flow of light. Does this help with your understanding? Pasuk 43. Mima dishtear meinun tipin kad si samin lemepak ishtear tipa. Kadavanafka mi bishkiku nafal benehu. Pita ved mineya Yorachada. Hayorayu. Ahu diamaran. Diazla bishkiku. The translation, and these drops finish coming out of those that remain, namely all the aspects of Keter and Chachma that are above Bina, that are not drawn through the three columns. There remains one drop. It emerges silently and falls among the rivers, and from it one river is formed. This is the river that we said flows silently, namely the quiet river mentioned above. And my commentary. This is where the crocodile is strengthened, as said above. Kadahu nahar dinagit pina pika pik tipin aharanin divir kaan misitra demina madishtar meinun tipin ishtar tipa kadabishkiku Meinun birkan, benafal behahu, yoradihu, shakich behaihu, yoradiadif mikuhu. The translation. The stream that comes out and flows, Yasodin Zeranpin, pours out other drops of blessings from the right side, that is, when it bestows upon Malchut from the three columns that are included in the right column. For from whatever was left of these drops and did not emerge with them at the time, namely those Sephirot above Bina that are not drawn with the three columns, as mentioned, there remains one drop from these blessings that emerges silently and falls into that quiet river. Thus, the quiet river also has the illumination of the right. This is the best river. My commentary. We are reminded of the spiritual law from this pasuk. Everything is included in the Keter, since everything below the Keter must be included in the Keter in order to come from the levels below the Keter. Pasuk 45. Tad nafkin umit parshishan inun narba. Naharim denafkin miginta deeden ahudikre pishon nafil behahu yora feit kalil bea fiad malchut bavel it kalil behai ufishon ihu malchut bavel Mi orada itzanu, feit malyan kolinun, yorin acharanin. The translation. When these four rivers that emerge from the Garden of Eden separate, that river called Kishon falls into the quiet river and merges with it. Therefore, the kingdom of Babylon is associated with this river, for Pishon is the kingdom of Babylon, because Pishon is the first stream of the four rivers, and Babylon is the first of the four empires, of which it is said, you are the head of gold, and therefore Pishon is Babylon. from this quiet river, all the other rivers are sustained and filled. Pishan can be translated as prong times. This helps to connect the river Pishan to Chachma, and also it connects to the idea of the quiet river through the idea that prong represents movement, not quiet. It is an opposite. Pasuk 46. Pepol Yehora Viora Azla Bishat Chadanina Vinun Tesha Pekol Chad Bechad Nakiv Nukba Bereshaya Kada Ashibarta Rashetaninin Uigomer viafilu haita hatanim hagadol hakihu begin de kuhu nachin ruchin legabe ela filoletata. The translation. In each river, one crocodile swims. Thus, there are nine crocodiles. Each has a hole punctured in his head, as it is written. You broke the heads of the sea monsters in the water. And even this great sea monster is so because they all blow air upwards and not downwards. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk that the spiritual system is utilized by both the positive and negative aspects. We also confirm the negative system only receives, it does not share. Pasuk 47. Kuti bereshit bara Elohim uti vayivra Elohim Et hataminim hagedolim bekol vada deinun esar eser amiran taimin lekabelaihu inun eser yeorin vehatanina mitrafrifa berucha Lekabel kal chad bechad. The translation. It is written, in the beginning Elohim created, and also, and Elohim created the great crocodiles. In both cases it is written created. This teaches us that for every action of the ten sayings in the works of creation, there are ten rivers, and one crocodile blows wind against each of them. This means that one crocodile for each of the ten rivers blows wind against the act, corresponding to him of the ten sayings of creation. My commentary. We learn here that the ten times Elohim is said in chapter 1 of Bereshit corresponds to the Esther Dibrot. In addition to these 10 acts of creation, there is an 11th, which is the creation of the negative system. Pasuk 48. I guess I'm going to stop here, and we will pick up on Thursday at this section, starting with verse Pasuk 48. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow's classes, there's a class at 10:30 West Coast time where we will be preparing for the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. There will not be a class at the 2 o'clock time. The basic class will be delaying another week. We'll have that a week from tomorrow. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will have mini Zohar classes at 4:30. 7 o'clock Monday, we will have an essay by continuing the essay with Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we will have questions and answers. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue this Zohar class. This section 3 of Parashat. Saturday evening, 6 o'clock West Coast time, we will have a Havdalah class. And at 7 o'clock, a new Parashah, a new Zohar for the Parashah of B'Shalach. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.